Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Tonight, game four of the Stanley Cup Final. The Stars are saying they are seeking, quote, a different level in game four. Multi-tiered question for you right here, gentlemen. Do you feel like this is a must-win game tonight at 7 o'clock? And if one player has to get to a different level, who's that player got to be?
Kevin, Corey, I'll answer first.
Okay, yes. Go ahead, Mike.
And then you go.
All right,
yes,
if they lose tonight, Kevin, the next game will be a must-win game. All right,
because statistically, yes.
This one is not a must-win, but you really want to win this one tonight. Otherwise, you are in a you're in live or die situation. Actually, you're just in die situation. All right, you can't even live. The you want to turn this into a three-game series at this point, though.
Yes.
And so by winning this one, then it changes everything. Now it's even. Now it's flat. And you've kind of gotten back into their head a little bit now. So that for me, I think that it's not a must win, but you really want to win. Now, who specifically needs to be the dude that's on a different level? I am going to go with Sean Shapiro on this one, Kevin. I am going to say Ben Bishop.
Oh, told you. We talked about this yesterday. So you think Bishop will be the guy over Ottinger or obviously Hudobin?
What? Yeah. So, Mike, listen. I know what you're saying, Mike. I know. I see the panic in your eyes right now.
You remember what happened last time?
This would be a panic move if we do this. This is a major panic move.
Okay. I don't think so, because here's the deal. Bonus likes to do – he likes having different goalies on back-to-backs. That's just his approach. Okay. He doesn't want to do that typically. And I don't think Ottinger's the guy. Now, that being said, he's still unfit to play. But from what we're hearing, that unfit to play, he's in practice. He's taking shots from guys. He's out there doing things right now. And so I think that's kind of they're covering it up just a little bit, that he is fit to play. Also, Mike, if you go back to the last time we saw him, that team didn't show up in front of him. They weren't good either. So it wasn't just on Ben Bishop. He just happened to be the guy that suffered from his team not showing up in front of him. So I think that if you're going to do it again, now's the best possible time to do it.
Is Tampa going to do that? Are they going to play their backup goalie one of these two nights?
I don't think so, just because with Vasilevsky, he's more used to like the full-time starter role. One of the issues with Dobby is he's not consistently been a full-time starter. So this is like an ungodly amount of work. It's almost like, you know, I'll be like Bettman and I'll use a baseball analogy for hockey. It's almost like the dude who had the career high innings that one year. Like, how do you use him the next year? Because you're worried about him blowing out his arm or something like that. Like, this is easily the most ice time that Dobby has ever seen in like a concentrated period of time.
I hear you. I would worry about next year. I'll give you plenty of rest in this offseason, and I'll make sure you don't play back-to-backs next year. I know I've goofed off about Ben Bishop, like, just as, like, because I knew it would set you guys off, and now you guys are telling me for real to play a backup goalie in the Stanley Cup Finals. I would be like, as long as Dobie says he's good to go, he's going. And if he tells me I'm dead tired, then I'll be like, okay, then I'll give you a rest. But if you tell me you're good to go, you're going.
And it's worth remembering that, I mean, I know that in the last stretch of time, you've kind of viewed Anton Hudobin as your number one goalie, and he's played up to that type of moniker. But the thing about it is Ben Bishop was your number one goalie, and injury was what kind of pulled him out of that place. So if he is healthy, if he is truly indeed healthy in a way that is real, he should be in that place and prepared to step up and play in goal for a Stanley Cup final.
It's fascinating because I think the report was perhaps they would consider using probably still Bishop. I'm still not ready to rule out Ottinger just in case Bishop isn't ready to go in the front half of the back-to-back. And I thought it would be more logical to use them on the back half of the back-to-back and only if you won. Like, I would not assume that you would put in somebody else if you lost. I would only assume that you would put somebody else out there for game five out of necessity, but if you won game four.
Okay, I'll tell you, if this does happen, I do believe it's a panic move, but if this does happen, if Ben Bishop, let's say, starts tonight, Hudobin cannot come in the game if he gets
like last time
two or three goals. Because then you're telling me it was a total panic move, that you don't believe in that goalie and you're just putting in Ben Bishop to see if you can turn some momentum and have like your number one goalie come back and be better than Hudobin. And if he gives up two or three goals in the first period and you're like, all right, now we're bringing Hudobin back, what was the point? Like, you got to, if you're resting him, if tonight is a rest, he doesn't even need to put on the pads because he's not even the backup goalie. You're not even the best. You're our backup goalie. So if we get two guys hurt, if both goalies get hurt and literally can't play, then we have to put you in the game. But besides that, you have the whole night off. You can watch the game up in the stands if you'd like.
As I prepare you, Kevin, for more weekend hockey then, because it is a back-to-back situation, if you do play Ben Bishop tonight and he goes out there and pitches a shutout, do you start him again in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
I would consider it. Like, I wouldn't do it in game five, but I think it would kind of pivot off of what game five is, you know? Because, like, if you lose game five just like you did game three, you're damn right I roll him back out there for game six. But if you lost game five, like 1-0 or 2-1, well, then I think you would have a legitimately difficult decision on your hand. But if Bishop goes out there and wins, especially if it's like 2-1 or 1-0, and then Hudobin has a tough time, I would absolutely consider it.
And then,
can you imagine being the coach today? And I don't know, maybe the discussion's already happened, but can you imagine being Bonus? I just want to put you guys in that situation because I know we're talking about it on Sports Talk Radio, and this is fun to talk about. Now I'm going to put you in Rick Bonus's shoes. Go up to Hudobin today and tell him he's not starting. And he says, I want to start. I'm good to go. Coach, I'm good to go. I want to play. I can do this. We can win the Stanley Cup, and I don't need a rest. Now you guys be Rick Bonus and tell him he's not playing.
I'm not going to tell him that in that instance then, because I understand the logical reasons that Corey says this is not a must win. I will go illogically based on numbers. I say that this is a must win. You cannot fall behind 3-1 to the superiorly talented team and win the series more often than not. So
you're saying you're running Dobby out there.
I am running Dobby out there. And then if the Stars win, then I think it opens up more options. Like, it would still be 2-2, but like if you won the game 5-4 or something like that, I would go based off of Dobby's feel and performance off of this. I'm starting him tonight. But okay, that might not be what they do.
And that being said, Mike, if I'm the coach of the team, and I know Dobby well enough, like the dude's he's a great spirit, great soul, and he's not one of those guys that gets just real ticked off all the time. He's going to do whatever it takes for the team most of the time. Like, he's that kind of guy. I think that he would say, all right, I'll be ready for game five. But, man, he doesn't want to lose it right now. I don't want to take the competitive edge off of him. But also, you know, if you're Rick Bonus, you don't know that you're going to be the head coach for this team next year. You got to pull out all the guns you can. You got to do everything you can for a win tonight, man.
That part I don't agree with as much. Like, I think you're doing that to win the cup, not to keep your job. Like, I think he's got the job if he wants it. I understand why you think it could be construed as a panic move. I think it's simply a product of it being a back-to-back. For whatever reason, that shuffles up the goalie lineup for certain teams. So.
I think the idea that nobody knows what to do with a wild card.
What would be easy is if Bonus has had this conversation or having it today. I think he would have had it yesterday, honestly, on the day off. And he said, Doby, how do you feel about – this is how I would handle it, not knowing much about hockey and the from a goalie standpoint, the energy and the fatigue that you have right now is – I'd say, hey, I'm strongly considering having you sit out one of these games. You're my guy for the playoffs. You're my guy. But I just don't like playing goalies back-to-back days, and I think you need one of these games off. Tell me your thoughts on, do you believe that you need game four off, or do you need game five off? Do you, you know, and if he tells me I want to play both games, I'm fine. Stop worrying about my energy. Then I play him both games. But if he does say I need a day off, then I say, okay, this is what I'm thinking, the way the series is going, which day I want to give you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.